弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们请先来读几处的圣经。
Let's begin by reading a few passages in Scripture.
第一个地方，我们请读马太福音第二十四章。
For our first passage, let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们读十四节。
Verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
第二处我们请来读这个马太福音第二十八章。
The second place can be found in Matthew chapter 28.
我们读十八节到二十节。
We'll read from verses 18 to 20.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这里我们稍微把上一次所交通的在复习一下。
And here we'll shortly recap what was shared last time.
这是主耶稣跟门徒们在这个加利利所约定的山上，然后跟他们最后的嘱咐。
This was the commission given by the Lord to the disciples in Galilee at the mountain which Christ had designated.
主对他们说呢，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给了主。
And the Lord said that all authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth.
所以他要门徒们去使万民做主的门徒。
And so he wanted these disciples to go out and make disciples of all the nations.
特别注意，这里是使万民做门徒。
So pay attention here, it is to make disciples of all the nations.
然后奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
And then baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这个父子圣灵的名呢，在英文是单数的。
And in the original translation, the word name is singular.
所以我们知道父子圣灵呢，是这一个三而一的神。
So we know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is this triune God.
是三位，也是一位。
They are three and also one.
然后主更是吩咐，我所吩咐你们的，你们都要教训他们遵守。换句话说，怎样教训这一班蒙恩得救的人成为门徒。
And then he also says to teach them to observe all that I commanded you, or in other words, to instruct them in how to become disciples.
让他们遵守呢，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
那这一个末了这一个字呢，不是世界到了最尽头的时候就结束了。
And this end does not refer to the end of the world or that particular point in time.
这一个末了呢，乃是当世界到了尽头的时候，他要带进另外一个世代。
Rather, it is that point where a new age will come.
所以这个末了这个字呢，许多解释圣经的人就讲到是一个 consummation 的意思。
So it refers to this consummation period.
换句话说，比如说在圣经其他地方也跟我们提到的律法的总结整个律法结束的时候就是基督。
Or for example, another place of scripture where it talks about the end of the law, that is to say Christ.
所以律法乃是把我们整个带到基督的跟前。
So the purpose of the law is to bring us to Christ.
所以这里也是讲到这个世界的末了乃是要把我们带进基督的国度里头。
And so this end of the age is to bring us into the kingdom of Christ.
好，那我们最后请再来读这个腓立比书。
Now let's also read Philippians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Colossians 3 verse 1 Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry.
因为这些事，神的愤怒并临到那悖逆之子。
For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience.
好，我们圣经就先读到这里。
So this will conclude our scripture reading for now.
我们请再有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
在这七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨。
That on this first day of the week, which is the resurrection morning,
你再一次召聚我们来到你的施恩座前。
You once again gather us before your throne.
让我们一起在这里把心中的感谢敬拜归给你。
To allow us to once again bring you this thankful praise from our hearts.
主，我们刚刚读了你宝贵的话语。
And Lord, we have just read your precious word.
但愿主在今天早晨借着你的话来向我们开启。
And so may you give us revelation through your word this morning.
愿你的话成为我们的灵和生命。
So that your word may become our spirit and life.
来喂养我们属灵的生命，并且叫我们得着亮光来跟随你。
And nourish our spiritual being so that we may receive this light and follow after you.
我们求主真是来保守讲的、翻译的，还有众弟兄姊妹一同在你的恩典当中。
So Lord, may you watch over the speaker, the interpreter, and all those who are here under your grace.
我们一同等候在你面前。
We wait for you before you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give you our thanks and we pray this in your name.
Amen. Amen.弟兄姊妹，我们继续交通天国的福音。
Brothers and sisters, we'll continue to share on the gospel of the kingdom.
我们上一次提到天国的福音呢，跟这个恩典的福音不是两个不同的福音。
So we had shared last time that the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of grace are not two different things.
天国的福音跟恩典的福音乃是福音的两面。
Rather, the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of grace are two sides of the same gospel.
天恩典的福音呢，乃是让我们看见这福音是白白的恩典。
The gospel of grace is to show us that all of this is free grace.
人只要借着简单的信心来信靠我们的主耶稣
With simple faith, if one believes in the Lord,
就能够因信而称义，并且得着这一个属灵的生命
then that person can be justified by faith and receive this new spiritual life.
这是一个白白的恩典。
So all this is free grace.
但是圣经也让我们看见这一个天国的福音。
But the Bible also shows us this gospel of the kingdom.
天国的福音呢, 在我们去读马太福音的时候讲到,
And this gospel of the kingdom, when we read about it in Matthew,
若要进入天国, 必须要努力进去。
That if you want to enter into this kingdom, there needs to be this striving.
只有努力的人才能够得着。
Because only those who make this effort can obtain it.
那就着表面上来说, 好像这两个福音的内容有一点冲突。
So on the surface, it seems like the contents of these the two gospels seem to be contradictory.
但是实在说来, 这是只有 恩典的福音跟天国的福音, 我们一起来思想的时候才能够看见这一个福音的完全。
But only when we carefully consider the gospel of grace and the gospel of the kingdom can we see the completeness of it.
那为什么有天国的福音, 啊, 也有这一个恩典的福音呢?
So why is there this gospel of the kingdom and also this gospel of grace?
这是关乎于神永远的旨意。
Because this pertains to God's eternal purpose.
神在他的旨意当中, 他要来拯救人。
Because God in his will desires to save people.
他不仅要来拯救人, 并且要借着人来达到他那一个永远的目的。
Because through man he wants to accomplish his eternal purpose.
所以人在神的旨意当中是何等的重要。
And so how important is man towards accomplishing God's will?
但是为了达到这一个目的,神必须首先他来做。
But to accomplish this purpose, God needs to take the initiative.
所以圣经告诉我们,人 没有一个义人,没有人能够靠自己得救。
And so the Bible tells us there is none righteous, there is no one who could be saved by themselves.
所以神必须要借着他的儿子在十字架上的救赎来拯救我们这一般堕落的族类亚当的后代。
So God needs to be the one who saves us of who are of Adam's helpless race.
所以神爱世人,甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,叫一切信他的,不至灭亡,反得永生。
For so God loved the world that he sent his begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
所以我们就看见,当人在完全没有指望,在罪恶死亡当中存活的时候,很快就要
So if man continues to live according to his sins and transgressions, then there will be this destruction end to him.
神因着他的怜悯,并且因着他的旨意,他差遣他的儿子来拯救我们。
But God, because of his mercy, because he loves us, sent his son to die for us.
借着简单的信心,不管我们是什么样的人, 我们只要在信心中真实的接受神,信靠他,我们就能够得救。And
through simple faith, we can believe in him and rely on him and we can be saved.
当我们得救的时候,神把一切的恩典赐给我们。And
when we are saved, God gives us his whole grace.
把他儿子的生命赐给我们。And
he gives us the life of his son.
并且 应许给亚伯拉罕的圣灵也赐给我们。
And the same promise given to Abraham is given to us.
这一些乃是帮助我们能够达到他将要成就的目的。
And these things have been given to us so that his eternal purpose can be accomplished.
所以神一开头的时候必须他来做。
So at the beginning, this initiative needs to be taken by God.
这是恩典的福音。
This is the gospel of grace.
可是当我们蒙拯救之后,
but after we are saved,
神的恩典乃是要带我们继续往前行, 来达到他荣耀的目的。
The grace of God is to push us forward to accomplish this glorious purpose.
所以当我们一蒙恩得救之后, 他把一切都放在我们每一个人的里面。
So after we are saved by grace, He has placed this thing in each of us.
这一个可以帮助我们能够达到他所要完成那一个将来的目的。
And this will help us be able to accomplish ultimately His ultimate goal.
而刚刚我们所读的圣经，主就吩咐他的门徒们，当这些人，你们去传扬福音。 他们愿意来相信得救之后, 你要教训他们做门徒。
And so he tells his disciples that after you have encountered these people who are willing to believe, you need to make disciples out of them.
当我们开始学习做门徒的时候, 神的旨意就继续在我们每一位蒙恩得救的人身上开始做那荣耀的工作。
And so when we learn to become disciples, the grace of God is working in us to do that glorious work in us.
就是我们这一般亚当的族类,如今有耶稣基督的生命,
that we of Adam's race may have the life of Christ in us.
借着这一个生命,他要来建立基督的身体,
and through this life to build up the body of Christ.
借着这一个基督的身体，他要叫我们成为基督的心腹。
And through this body of Christ to become the bride of Christ.
将来与我们的主在宇宙中一同作王掌权，彰显神的荣耀。
So that one day we may be able to reign with Him to show forth His glory.
所以这是整个福音的内容。
So this is the contents of the gospel.
我想。 简单的解释过来，弟兄姊妹就可以知道为什么有恩典的福音和天国的福音。So
through simple explanation, brothers and sisters can come to know why there needs to be a gospel of grace and also a gospel of the kingdom.
我们上一次也稍微提到天国的福音，当讲到这一个天国的时候，乃是指着天在掌权。So
we had talked about previously, this gospel of the kingdom refers to this heavenly authority.
换句话说，当我们这一般蒙恩得救的人，如今在地上我们有主的生命，然而主是我们每一个人的主。That
after we believe in the Lord and have His life, He is the Lord of each of us.
他也是教会的元首。And
He is also the head of the church.
虽然人在地上。 看不见这一位已经复活升天的主,
even though a man cannot physically see this Lord who was raised from the dead after 3 days,
然而借着教会，借着每一位圣徒在地上，把这一位看不见的主表明出来。But
through the church and through each saint, that the testimony of Christ may be shown forth.
所以，我们今天在地上。 的生活关乎到神将来所要成就的旨意。So
today our lives are to show forth what God ultimately wants to accomplish.
今天很可惜呢，许多人误解了这个福音。But
sadly today many people have misunderstood the gospel.
所以很多人认为我只要蒙恩得救就好了。And
so many people believe that as long as I am saved by grace, then all is fine.
是的，就着我们罪人来说是大好的消息。And
indeed, to a sinner, this is great news.
但是就着神来说，这不是神仅仅所要的目的。But
to God, this is not everything He wants to accomplish.
神所要达到的目的，乃是更荣耀、 更尊贵的目的。
Because God's goal is even more glorious, even more majestic.
所以我们每一次去读保罗的书信也好，约翰的书信、彼得的书信都讲到同样一个原则。
So whenever we read the letters by Paul or John or Peter, we come to the same realization.
我们刚刚读这一个哥罗西书第三章第一节到第六节。
We had just read Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 6.
那里讲到我们既然是与基督一同复活，我们就当思想上面的事。
It says, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above.
我们不要再思念地上的事。
And to not set our mind on the things that are on earth.
基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
我们的生命一同藏在这一个神里面。
And our life is hidden with Christ in God.
换句话说，神是我们生命的源头。
In other words, God is the source of our life.
祂是我们一切的供应。
He is everything we need.
祂的目的也是我们的目的。
And His purpose ought to be our purpose.
我们不该再寻求从地上来的好处。
And we do not dare look for anything good from the earth.
并且我们要以祂的心思为心思。
And we want our character to be His character.
这样的话，主若显现，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And so when Christ is revealed, then we also will be revealed with Him in glory.
很多人读圣经读到这里就很高兴，将来主显现，我们就跟他一同显现在荣耀里。
And many people, when they read this verse, they are extremely joyful that when Christ is revealed, that we will be revealed with Him in glory.
但是保罗没有停在这里，他马上接下来讲到一个所以。
But Paul does not stop here, rather he follows up immediately with therefore.
换句话说，因为有这一些的盼望。
In other words, because you have this hope.
所以我们接下来要怎样过生活。
Therefore, how should you conduct your life?
所以要弃绝我们在肉体一切的活动。
So we need to consider the members of our earthly body as dead.
在这一个亚当天然生命里面的这一些污秽和败坏的行为。
These corrupted things of this Adamic life.
因为神在我们身上，他已经把基督的生命这一个新人赐给我们。
Because Christ has already imparted this new life to us, we are a new man.
这一个乃是叫我们可以借着他而生活，并且借着他达到神那一个永远的目的。
So that through this, we can accomplish the goal of God.
接下来呢，我们继续就着这个点呢，来看几处的经文。
So on this point, let's take a look at some passages.
同样的呢，我们看一下彼得前书第二章。
So let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
在彼得前书第二章呢，他那里告诉我们，比如说第一章第二十三节。
For example, in chapter 1, verse 23 in 1 Peter.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring word of God.
然后下一节的最末了一句话，二十五章后半段，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
And then the latter half of verse 25, and this is the word which was preached to you.
我们重生就是借着神的话。
So we are reborn through God's word.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because believing the word comes from hearing the word.
听道是从基督的话来的。
And hearing the word comes from the word of Christ.
到了第二章第一节同样的。
And same thing in chapter 2, verse 1.
保罗说，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
So, same thing here. Peter says, therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救，我们有这一个生命的种子在里面。
So, brothers and sisters, when we are saved by grace, we have the seed in us.
而这一个生命的种子乃是基督的生命在我们里面。
And the seed of life is the life of Christ in us.
我们靠着这个生命可以长大成人，磨成神儿子的荣耀的形象。
And through this life, we can grow up and be conformed to the image of His Son.
所以我们必须要让这个生命来长。
So we need to have this life grow.
而要让这个生命来长大，我们必须要让这个亚当的生命被致死。
And through the maturation of this life to put an end to this Adamic life.
以至于这个生命能够长大呢，叫我们啊至终得救。
And so that through the growth of this life, in respect to salvation.
而这一个救恩乃是指着我们魂的救恩说的。
And the salvation refers to the salvation of the soul.
我们再看约翰。
Let's also take a look at John.
在约翰一书第三章。
In 1 John chapter 3.
约翰也是讲同样的话。
John says the same thing.
在第三章我们读第二节到第三节。
In chapter 3 verses 2 to 3.
或者第四节。
Or to 4.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的正体。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it's not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
凡像他有这指望的人，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
凡犯罪的，就是违背律法，违背律法的，就是罪。
Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
我们常常引用这一句话，第三节。
We often use the words in verse 3.
我们是神的儿女，主若显现，我们必要像他。
Or verse 2, we know that when he appears, we will be like him.
这是我们何等荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
但是接下来这句话我们常常忘记了。
But we often forget the words that follow.
他说，凡像他有这指望的人，
And everyone who has this hope fixed on him,
就洁净自己，像主洁净一样。
Purifies himself just as he is pure.
很多时候我们认为主只要显现，我们每一个人都要变化像我们的主。
We often think that when the Lord appears, we all become like him suddenly.
那为什么我们还需要在地上生活啊，过一个圣洁？啊，洁净的生活像我们主一样呢。
So then, why would we need to live a life of sanctification or a holy life on this earth?
而不是让我们能够像世人一样来享受今天在地上的人生呢？
Why can't we be like the other earthly people, enjoying the pleasures of this life?
甚至享受最终之乐呢？
Or maybe take pleasure in sin?
因为刚刚我们一开头所提的
，Because of what we mentioned at the beginning，
神给我们的救恩，一面来说人自己不能做，所以必须有恩典的福音。
Because of this salvation, on one hand, man cannot save himself, hence why there's a need for the gospel.
当人蒙拯救以后，神必须带领这一班蒙拯救的人达到他荣耀的目的，所以福音的另一面必须把国度的福音带进来。
But also through these who are saved to accomplish God's eternal purpose, hence the gospel of the kingdom.
使徒们每一个人对这一个点是清楚的。
And the disciples were clear about this point.
所以在他们的教训里面也是清楚的。
So in their instruction, they were also clear about this point.
不清楚的是我们人专讲恩典的福音。
Those who misunderstand or who are misunderstood are the ones who only speak of the gospel of grace.
而忘记了这一个国度的福音这一方面。
And forget about the gospel of the kingdom.
我再用旧约的例子，大家就更明白。
I'll use another example from the Old Testament for everyone to understand.
当神听见以色列人在埃及地为奴之家。
When God knew that his people were slaves in Egypt,
他打发摩西去拯救他们。
He sent Moses to save them.
当神借着摩西行了十次这一个灾呢，好让法老他让以色列人百姓能够离开埃及到应许地来侍奉神。
And God sent forth these 10 plagues in order to convince Pharaoh to let his people go, to go to the promised land that he has prepared for them.
所以我们就看见呢，以色列人在法老的底下，他们是没有办法脱离法老的辖制，成为一个自由的人。
And so we see that these Israelites, when they were under bondage to Pharaoh, they could not liberate themselves.
若不是神借着他的大能，借着他的仆人摩西，把以色列人从埃及为奴之地领出来，他们是没有路可走的。
If it were not for the power of God and for God's servant Moses, then these people would not have been able to be set free.
但是当神把他的百姓带离埃及来到的红海的另一边西乃山下的时候，神怎样吩咐以色列百姓？
And so when God took his people to the other side of the Red Sea and before Mount Sinai, what did he tell his people?
我们请看一下出埃及记第十九章。
Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 19.
在出埃及记第十九章第五节到第六节。
Let's take a look at Exodus 19, 5 to 6.
第四节好了
Actually, verse 4.
他说我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
所以我们在这里就很清楚地看见，当神让以色列百姓能够脱离法老的辖制，来到西乃山下，神就在这里把他的心意启示给百姓。
And so we see that after God liberated the people of Israel from the bondage of Pharaoh, that he takes them to Mount Sinai and reveals his will to them.
首先神提醒他们, 我如鹰把你们背在我的翅膀上, 带到这里。
First, he shows how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
这是恩典的福音。
This is the gospel of grace.
但是接下来, 神有更大的托付在这一般百姓的身上。
But then God gives a greater commandment to these people.
你们若遵守我的,听从我的话,遵守我的约, 就要在万民中做属我的百姓子民。
If you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples.
神在这里宣告全地都是我的。
And God here declares all the earth is His.
他是全地的主宰。
He is the one who rules over the earth.
你们要归我做祭司的国度。
And you need to be to me a kingdom of priests.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等荣耀的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, what a glorious grace this is.
以前在埃及, 为奴仆的一般人, 今天可以成为全地的主的祭司。
That these people who were formerly slaves in Egypt may now be this kingdom of priests to God.
但是神吩咐他们, 你们要成为圣洁的国民。
But God also tells them that they need to be a holy nation.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
你们蒙恩典来侍奉。 这一位伟大的神,
and by grace they serve this great God.
但是你要按着神的属性来侍奉他。
But they need to serve according to his purpose.
所以当以色列神在带领以色列人的时候, 他已经特别又再嘱咐他们一次。
So when the God of Israel was leading the people of Israel, he was very clear in what he told them.
到了利未记第十八章的时候,
when we come to Leviticus chapter 18,
他在那里说, 第一节到第五节,
Leviticus 18 verses 1 to 5.
耶和华对摩西说, 你晓谕以色列人说, 我是耶和华你们的神。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God.
你们从前住的埃及地, 那里人的行为, 你们不可效法, 我要领你们到的迦南地, 那里人的行为, 也不可效法, 也不可照他们的恶俗行。
You shall not do what is done in the land of Egypt where you live, nor are you to do what is done in the land of Canaan where I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes.
你们要遵守我的典章, 守我的律律, 按此而行, 我是耶和华, 你们的神。
You are to perform my judgments and keep my statutes to live in accord with them. I am the Lord your God.
所以你们要守我的律律典章, 人若遵行就必因此活着,
So you shall keep my statutes and my judgments by which a man may live if he does them. I am the Lord.
这一段话属灵的原则, 到了新约, 仍然是一样的。
And the spiritual principle behind these words is the same in the New Testament.
当我们蒙神拯救之后, 神, 刚刚我们读的哥罗西书第三章一到六节。
And because after we are saved by God, the same thing applies from what we read in Colossians chapter 3:1-6.
对，甚至整个第三章呢，都是讲到这一个原则。
And actually, the entire chapter 3 speaks of this spiritual principle.
不要再效法这个世界,
Do not be conformed to this world.
而我们必须要按着主的话而行。
Rather, we are to walk according to God's word.
不要去效法 这一个世界。
Do not be conformed to the world.
我们只要心意更新而变化。
Rather, have your heart be transformed.
旧约用律法来约束神的百姓。
The Old Testament used the law to speak to God's people.
到了新约，神把律法刻在我们的心板上。
And in the New Testament, God has carved the law in our hearts.
神借着他的灵在我们的心中。
And through the Spirit of God in our hearts,
把他的话来指教我们。
Revealed his word to us.
并且他赐给我们这个复活的生命。
And he has given us this resurrection life.
赐给我们生命，我们可以按着他的话而行。
And through this life, be able to uphold his word.
所以神在这里就很清楚，因为他要领导他的百姓来在旧约的时候达到他的目的。
And so God is very clear here in his instruction so that his goal can be accomplished.
当以色列人经过了旷野四十年，
After the Israelites went through the wilderness for 40 years,
我们就看见他们仍然活在这一个思念埃及的世上。
We see that they still set their mind on Egypt and the things of the world.
以至于十次试探神。
And they tested God numerous times.
叫神啊，实在在他们的身上施行了许多的管教。
And which made God have to discipline them time and time again.
甚至这一般啊，出埃及的百姓呢，背逆神的，不能够进应许地。
And these very people who were set free from Egypt rebelled and could not enter into the promised land.
但是当他们进入了第二代的人进入了应许地。
But when the second generation entered into the promised land,
他们的生活仍然开始效法这个当地迦南人的生活。
Their lives started being conformed to the lifestyles of the Canaanites.
我们就看见整个士师的时代实在是一个悲剧。
And so we see that this is a great tragedy amongst the people.
In the time of judges.
In time of judges.
那在士师的时代，神仍然顾念他的百姓，仍然盼望他们能够被挽回过来。
And even in the period of the judges, God desired for his people to return to him and to repent.
直到来到撒母耳的时代，来到最后大卫做王。
And only then until the time of Samuel, until the time that David became king.
神的旨意在这一般百姓的身上才得到成就。
Only then was the will of God accomplished amongst his people.
所以当所罗门王，神借着大卫把这个圣殿的样式啊启示给大卫，借着他的儿子所罗门王把这个圣殿建立起来的时候。
And so when Solomon had completed the temple building work that his father David first shared with him,
我们看见神的荣耀在这其中。
We see the glory of the Lord fill the place.
甚至连祭司都不能够进殿。
And then the priests themselves could not enter into the house of the Lord.
神的心达到极为满足。
Because God's heart was satisfied.
这是预表到将来基督的国度要荣耀显现在地上。
And this foreshadows the what will happen when the kingdom of Christ comes to this earth.
虽然我们去读以色列人的历史，
And when we read the history of the Israelites,
因为以色列人的悖逆，
Because of their rebellion,
很快整个国度就分成两半，
the kingdom was divided to two.
而且呢，北国啊，经过这个与外邦人拜偶像啊，外邦人的混杂，至终很快就被亚述帝国所掳去。
And the northern kingdom, because they had conformed to the lifestyle of the Canaanites, that they were then taken captive by the Assyria.
神不会因为人的失败而软弱，改变他的心意。
But God will not change His will because of the weakness of man.
当我们去读这些历史的时候，保罗在哥林多前书第十章那里告诉我们。
Because when we read about the history of these people, we read what Paul reads in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
在那里保罗说这些都是我们的见解。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he says all these things were meant to be an example for us.
我们看见在旧约时代神已经把他这个拯救人并且借着人要带进他的国度那一个清晰的图画显在以色列人的身上。
Because in the Israelites, we see this clear illustration from God of how God saved his people and desires to bring them into his kingdom.
而很可惜，因为人不能够体会神的心。
But sadly, because man could not understand God's heart.
人一意的孤行，满足自己肉体的喜好。
Because they were so focused on satisfying their own fleshly desires.
就好像四世纪里面啊最末了的一句话。
Because just like the final verse of Judges.
因为以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
For because there was no king in Israel, each person went among their own way.
耶和华神不是他们的王。
Because the Lord God was not their king.
他们不晓得神拯救他们的目的是这样荣耀和崇高。
And they could not understand how God's purpose in saving them was so grand.
而他们就这样任意让仇敌在他们的身上做那破坏毁坏的工作，叫神的心似乎非常的啊伤心。
And they became so willing to allow the enemy to do the enemy's work in them to reach such a tragic fate.
今天来到我们新约的时代。
And so today, when we come to the New Testament,
我想我们都很清楚今天神啊拯救了我们。
We are very thankful that God has saved us.
他也把我们带进神的家。
And he has also brought us into his household.
所以在以弗所书第二章末了的时候，保罗就这样告诉我们。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, at the end, Paul tells us this.
我们不再是寄居和客旅了。
We are no longer strangers or aliens.
我们乃是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
For we are fellow citizens with all the saints and are of God's household.
并且我们被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And we have been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见神拯救我们，不是把我们救出来就摆在一边，让我们自己去发展了。
So we see that when God saves us, he does not just place us on a side and allow us to develop on our own.
他乃是把我们带进他的家，并且在这个家里面他有一个荣耀的建造。
But rather, he brings us into this household where there is this glorious building.
以耶稣基督为房角石。
Where Christ Jesus himself is the cornerstone.
所以我们能够渐渐被建成啊他的圣殿。
So that being fitted together, we can grow into a holy temple in the Lord.
并且呢，我们可以啊被建造成为神借着圣灵啊可居住的所在。
And whom we are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
换句话说，我们在这里一同侍奉神，一同敬拜神。
In other words, we are also serving and worshiping the Lord.
教会在地上就成为这一个国度的见证。
And then the church becomes the testimony of the kingdom on earth.
并且借着这一个见证，我们在这里将福音传扬出去，让国度在地上可以开展。
And through this testimony, we can share the gospel with others so that this kingdom can be established.
并且借着这个开展，我们在这里等候主的回来。
And through the expansion of the kingdom, wait for the Lord's return.
所以教会乃是今天国度在地上，不仅我们是基督的身体，也是基督的见证。换句话说，就像启示录所说的，七个金灯台。
So we who are of the church are not only just this body of Christ, but we are also this testimony of Christ. Or in other words, as we have read in Revelation, we are the golden lampstands.
主耶稣说，你们是世界的盐，你们是世上的光。
The Lord has said that we are the salt of the earth, the light of the earth.
我们在这里乃是高举这一位拯救我们的主。
And here we are exalting the Lord who saved us.
彼得在彼得前书也告诉我们。
And in 1 Peter, he also tells us,
唯有你们是蒙拣选的族类。
But you are a chosen race.
是有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
A holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
为要彰显那召你们出黑暗入光明者奇妙的美德。
So that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以我们感谢神呢，神叫我们在地上能够因着蒙恩得救，能够进入他永远旨意所要定规的，在地上现今的年代当中做他美好的见证。
So we thank God that not only are we saved, but we have this calling to be this testimony of him on this earth in this age.
可惜呢，教会也落在像以色列人的光景一样。
But sadly, the church has also fallen into this state like the Israelites.
所以当我们去读启示录第二章跟第三章的时候，
So when we read Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
我们看见神对着这七个教会，我们知道呢，只有两个教会没有责备。
When God speaks to the angel of the seven churches, we know that there are only two that were not rebuked.
而在所有的教会当中，主指出他们在见证上怎样的失落。
And he calls out how they have fallen short in their testimony.
或者要他们怎样继续持守。
Or how they ought to continue to uphold certain things.
并且在对每一个教会，主总是呼召得胜者。
And in each church, he calls out to the overcomers.
为什么需要呼召得胜者？
Why is he calling out to the overcomers?
因为见证已经暗淡下去了。
Because this testimony has become dim.
教会在地上的光景让世人感觉到跟他们认为的一般宗教没有什么差别了。
And the testimony of the church has fallen to a point where people cannot distinguish it from other religions.
而不能显出耶稣基督那一个生命的荣耀的光来。
And because the church cannot shine forth this glorious testimony of Christ.
所以主在启示录二三章的时候需要呼召得胜者。
So the Lord calls out to the overcomers in chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation.
而为什么需要呼召得胜者？
And why does he call out to the overcomers?
因为普遍神的儿女属灵的光景已经低于主所要求的。
Because the spiritual condition of God's people has fallen below his standards.
主乃是要呼召他的百姓 凡有耳的能够听见的能够回应主活在主所要的那个正常的光景当中。
And so for anyone who has a ear, he wants them to hear what the Lord says to restore them to the right spiritual condition.
所以许多弟兄们认为这个得胜者不是一般所谓的这一个啊超级的基督徒 Super Christian.
And so when it comes to the overcomer, it's not referring to some super Christian.
乃是一般正常该有我们该生活的光景。
But it is to those who live this normal Christian life.
我所说的乃是正常属灵的生活光景。
This normal spiritual life.
所以那得胜者有他的奖赏。
And so the overcomer shall have his reward.
所以当主第二次回来的时候，
And so when the Lord returns again,
地上的国要成为我主和主基督的国。
This kingdom on earth shall become the kingdom of the Lord.
并且在主回来建立他的国度的同时，他要给我们所有属他的儿女在基督台前有审判。
And us who are all his people will be judged before the judgment seat.
而这一个审判乃是神家中的审判。
And this judgment is for those within the household of God.
而让那一些有耳可听愿意回应神的呼召为着神的旨意荣耀在地上过生活的人能够得到奖赏。
So that those who had ears to hear, who listened and obeyed and lived this normal spiritual life, that they shall have their reward.
那我们看一下这个启示录第二十章。
So let's take a look at Revelation chapter 20.
我们看一下第四节到第六节。
Let's read verses 4 to 6.
他说我又看见几个宝座也有坐在上面的并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证并为神知道被斩者的灵魂和那些没有拜过像没有拜过兽和兽像也没有在额上和手上受过他印记的人的灵魂。他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。
Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等那一千年完了。
The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection.
这一个头一次的复活，很多解经的人认为应该翻作这是上好的复活。
This first resurrection mentioned here, many people have said that it should be referred to as the best resurrection.
在头一次复活有份的人有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。
Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power.But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
我们知道我们将来呢都要复活并且在基督的审判台前。
We know that one day we will experience this resurrection and be before the judgment seat of Christ.
这里所讲的复活呢不是讲到所有人一般性的复活。
But the resurrection referred to here is not referring to a normal resurrection that all people go through.
因为一般性的复活呢，有人啊在主的面前要得称赞，有的人要在主面前受亏损。
Because when it comes to the ordinary resurrection, there will be some who receive praise and there will be some who have fallen short.
而有人呢要得奖赏，与主一同作王一千年。
Because there will be some who receive the reward and will reign with Christ in the millennial kingdom.
而这一个奖赏呢，就是这里所说的上好的复活。
And this reward is this first resurrection or this best resurrection.
待会我们讲到保罗的例子的时候，我们再解释一点。
And when we come to Paul's example later on, we will explain on this further.
所以这里有一个在新约的时代，神不像旧约的时代，当百姓悖逆的时候，神让以色列人完全被掳到巴比伦去。
And so this is unlike how the people of Israel were taken captive to Babylon.
而有一般愿意答应神呼召的人，在七十年后就回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
So it's similar in a sense where there will be a remnant people after 70 years to return to the Lord.
但是同一个原则。
But the same principle applies.
到了新约的时代。
When it comes to the New Testament,
主在地上继续建立他的教会，让神的旨意继续往前去的时候。
When the Lord continues to establish his church so that his will may go forth.
神仍然对着一般愿意对他的心意有回应的人。
The Lord continues to seek those who will respond to his calling.
呼召他们来跟随他，活在我们该有的属灵光景当中。
To call out to them, to live for him and to live this normal spiritual life.
成为耶稣基督在地上的见证。
To become this testimony of Christ on this earth.
特别在主今天快要回来的时候。
Especially now when the Lord is so quickly returning.
在黑暗极深的世代当中。
In this dark age.
我们何等需要让这一个见证更显为明亮。
How even more we need this testimony to be even brighter.
当我们去读保罗的书信，特别以弗所书跟哥罗西书的时候。
And when we read Paul's testimony in Ephesians and Colossians.
我们如果不深入去思想的时候，常常我们会看呢这一些特别在以弗所书四五六章或者哥罗西书的三四两章。
When we read chapters like Ephesians 4 to 6 or Philippians chapter, Colossians chapter 3 and 4,
好像只是讲到基督徒的道德。
It seems to just speak of the morality of Christians.
所以在很多圣徒的心中包括我过去在跟随主的路上，常常也有这样的思想。
And so I've had the same thought as many others who have read these passages before.
我只要不犯世上的法律。
As long as I don't break the law of the world.
我只要不犯这个道德上的罪。
If I do not do anything wrong against this morals.
我就是一个好的基督徒。
Then I am a good Christian.
因为我在世上也没有什么可以被指责的。
Because there's nothing on earth that can condemn me.
但是圣经实在说来不是单单只讲这一些。
But the Bible does not merely speak on these things.
固然这些是该有的表现。
Of course, these are behaviors that ought to be demonstrated.
但是至终的内容都是讲到我们需要活在这个新人的里面。
But what the Bible says is that we need to live according to this new man.
所以当保罗在以弗所书第三、第四章开头，或者是哥罗西书第三章的时候，他马上就讲到我们要披上基督，穿上新人。
And so when Paul refers to this in Ephesians chapter 3 or Colossians chapter 3, he tells us to put on Christ.
所以换句话说，今天我们要有一个美好的见证，不单单只是像世人一样有一个高的道德标准而已。
So he tells us that we need to be different from the people around us, not just to have this good moral behavior.
我们乃是需要这个复活的生命活泼的在我们里面活出来。
Rather, we need to have this resurrection life be fully expressed within us.
并且呢，让圣灵能够自由的在我们个人身上带领我们走这一条属天的道路。
So that the Spirit may move freely within us and lead us on this heavenly way.
也让圣灵能够在教会中能够有主权，也能够带领我们往前去。
And so that the Holy Spirit may have authority in the church and lead us forward.
所以这一个见证是非常的重要，特别在今天这样一个是非不分、黑暗极深的时代当中。
And so this testimony is so important, especially in this age where right and wrong seem to be blurred together.
当我们活在主所要的这个光景的时候，
when we live in this condition that God desires,
我们能够警醒，我们预备油，
then we can be alert and prepare the oil,
迎接主的回来，
to welcome the Lord's return.
所以这是非常叫我们需要警醒的时刻，特别在我们今天的时代。
And so this calls for us to be so alert in today's age.
最后还有几分钟的时间呢，我们来看一下保罗他自己的见证。
So in these last few minutes, let's take a look at Paul's testimony.
保罗在腓立比书第三章呢，他自己讲到他怎样活在神面前。
In Philippians 3, he tells us how he lives before God.
他从第三章第十节，我们简单的说呢，到十六节。
And we'll simply share on what he says in chapter 3, verse 10 to 16.
在这之前，他讲到以认识主耶稣为至宝。
Because here he talks about how Christ is his treasure.
他能够为着主看万事为粪土。
Because everything else is rubbish because he wants to gain Christ.
我们真是需要常常在主面前祷告，让我们能够看见主是我们的至宝。
So we also need to pray that we can also see Christ as our treasure.
因为只有我们看到那上好的，我们才能够丢弃那些次好。
Because when we can see the surpassing value of Christ, then all these other worthless things we can set aside.
所以呢，到了第十节，他说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
And so in verse 10, it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
他认识基督，认识这个基督复活的大能。
He knows him and the power of his resurrection.
世界的王用死来辖制的全人类。
Because the rulers on earth often use death as a threat against the people.
只有神的儿子能够超越死亡，这个复活的能力是何等的大。
But only the Son of God can overcome death and show forth this great power.
换句话说，这个复活的能力也在我们的里面。
In other words, this power of his resurrection is now also in us.
我们看保罗的见证，每一次他经历许多的艰难，在困苦当中，以为没有指望了，仍然有指望。
And so we see this in Paul's life when he encounters so many difficulties and sufferings, that even when things seem utterly hopeless, that he had this hope.
就是认识了这个复活的大能。
Because he has known the power of the Lord's resurrection.
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And the fellowship of his sufferings.
就是交通于他的苦难。
Being conformed to his death.
主耶稣在十字架上的受苦。
The suffering and death of the Lord on the cross.
是他一个人独当的苦难。
Is something that he experienced by himself.
但是今天借着环境，我们似乎可以啊经历到啊基督这一个苦难。
But today we too can taste of this suffering in our environments.
与他的苦难有交通。
And have fellowship with his sufferings.
并且效法他的死，就是磨成他死的形状。
And also be conformed to his death.
换句话说，让十字架的功课在我们的身上多有工作。
In other words, to have the work of the cross do its work in us.
到了十一节，他说：“或者我也得以从死里复活。”
Verse 11 says, "In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead."
这个死里复活，就像啊刚刚所提的，不是讲到普通的。每一个人圣徒都要死里复活。
And this resurrection from the dead, again, does not speak of that ordinary resurrection that everyone who believes goes through.
这个死里复活在新约圣经里面只用过一次。
Because this phrase resurrection from the dead is only used once in the New Testament.
这个字呢，有许多英文的翻译本把它翻译成 out resurrection。
And many English translations translate this as the out resurrection.
中文呢，有人把它翻译成特殊的复活，或者是上好的复活。
And sometimes these translations refer to this as the first resurrection and the and best resurrection.
Yeah. 这一个字呢，就是保罗刚刚在启示录我们刚刚所读过的那一个头一次的复活。
And this refers to the same first resurrection that we read about in John's Revelation.
同一个意思。
And it is the same meaning.
换句话说，保罗盼望呢，在他地上的一切追求认识主，将来当他复活的时候，他要与主一同作王一千年。
In other words, Paul desired to live his life in such a way so that one day he may also rule with Christ in the millennial kingdom.
所以保罗到了十二节之后，他就开始讲到这一件事情。
And so from verses 12 onwards, he speaks of this matter.
他说这不是我已经得到了。
Not that I have already attained it.
或者已经完全了。
Or have already become perfect.
我乃是竭力的追求。
But I press on.
或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
So that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
主耶稣完全地抓住保罗的心。
Christ Jesus has completely captured the heart of Paul.
今天他要保罗看见有一个奖赏。
And he wants Paul to see that there is a prize.
让保罗也能够过来一面完全的追求主得着主。
And so that on one hand that he can continue to press on and lay hold of Christ.
并且呢得着神从上面来所要他得的奖赏。
And press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call.
所以很显然保罗不是为了这个奖赏。
And so we see that Paul presses on not for the prize itself,
而是当他在那里不断的在追求主的过程当中经历了许多苦难，十字架的功课反而让他对基督的认识，属灵生命的度量不断的加增扩大。
But that as he follows after Christ, his understanding and knowledge of Christ grows even more.
那里将来有一个与主一同作王的奖赏。
And then there will be that reward of one day ruling with Christ.
所以他说他忘记背后努力面前。
And so he forgets what lies behind and reaches forward to what lies ahead.
望着标杆直跑，为要得神在基督耶稣里从上召我来得的奖赏。
Pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，神对我们的呼召不是勉强我们。
brothers and sisters, this call of God is not something that we are forced to do.
神是召我们来得这一个奖赏。
But God calls out to us to receive this reward.
呼召在希腊文的原文意思里面有一个邀请的意思。
Call in the original Greek language has this connotation of being invited.
神邀请我们，不勉强我们。
God invites us, He does not force us.
但是当我们的心有一个回应的时候，神带领我们有一个奖赏在我们的前面要给我们。
And when we, but when we respond to this call, that there will be this prize at the end for us.
所以在这里他继续十五节他说，所以在我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
So in verse 15 it says, Let us therefore as many as are perfect have this attitude, and if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you.
这个完全原文的意思是一个在属灵生命上已经成熟的人。
And this word perfect in its original language connotates having a spiritual maturity.
当我们成熟，我们能够体会主的心意，明白他所要达到的，我们能够跟得上去答应这个呼召。
Because when we have this spiritual maturity and we know the heart of God and knows what he wants us to do and we answer that call,
如果我们存别样的心，主也必以此指示你们。
And if we have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to us.
然而我们到什么地步就当顺着照着什么地步行。
So, however, let us keep living by the same standard to which we have attained.
这个什么地步呢？就是我个人领会乃是讲到，当我们属灵的生命到什么样的光景，我们按着我们所能领会的，忠心的跟随主就可以了。
And so how I interpret this verse 16 is saying that in no matter what state of spiritual maturity we are at, as long as we are faithful in that state, then it is enough.
保罗他的追求，因为他的生命。
Paul pursued the things he pursued because of the life he had.
他生命的成熟远远的超过我们。
And his spiritual maturity far exceeds the maturity that we have.
他可能跟随主绝对到一个地步，我这一个远远落后他的人，我看他的行为啊，不是去效法他的行为，因为我可能远远的够不上。
And it is not that we ought to follow the actions of Paul because it is something that far exceeds perhaps our capability.
但是主告诉我们，借着保罗，当我们属灵生命怎样，我们按着圣灵给我们所赐的能力和恩典，我们满足神的要求。
But the Lord tells us through Paul to keep living by that same standard to which we have attained, and that will be pleasing to the Lord.
我们竭力的往前追求。
And then we can continue to press on going forward.
但愿主祝福他的话。
So may the Lord bless his word.
祝我们实在是感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你的恩召从来没有后悔。
You do not regret your gracious calling to us.
主啊，但愿今天早晨借着你的话再来激励我们的心。
So through your word this morning, may you once again move us with your word.
愿你赐给我们有可听的耳朵和受教的心。
Give us ears that hear and a heart that is willing to be instructed.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，我们里面都能够有一个回应。
And let us respond to all that the Spirit has to say to the churches.
愿你的旨意得到成就。
And may your will be accomplished.
愿我们的主快来。
And may our Lord quickly return.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
With thanks and praise, we pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.